Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, we welcome back Ms. Whitney Jones, who just recently won the fitness division at the Arnold Classic. I'm so proud of her. You heard, hopefully you've listened to my first interview with Whitney. Whitney is somebody who I consider one of my dearest, bestest besties, and she's somebody who has changed my life so significantly, words can't describe it. She's a wonderful human being. I gush about her, of course, in the show, and it's just so well-deserved, and her win was so well-deserved. In this show, she's going to talk. There's just no way you're going to walk away from this not completely, absolutely changed, inspired, motivated, amped up, whatever you want to call it. She's just incredible. This woman has experienced more virtual life kicks in the stomach than you can possibly imagine. We talk a lot about that, in the context of her road to several competitions. I mean, there have been things that have happened to her the day before she was supposed to compete that took her out of the running. Accidents that happened on her training before, surgeries, and just she hasn't allowed anything to stop her, her drive, to stop her passion, to stop the example that she wants to set for her kids. She's such a wonderful mom, and this interview is going to explain. You'll hear it in her words. You're going to hear what it is that keeps her going and why she's so passionate to pass this on, pass this vibe on to other women and get other women seeing you don't have to live small. You can dream big and you can be fearless. And she's actually just launched a whole apparel line called Fearless. And I'm so proud of her. And not only am I proud of her for launching, another business, and this stuff is really cool. We see a lot of companies that have launched, t-shirt lines or this, that, and the other. And some of them will tag us on Instagram, Fitfluential or me. And I'll look and go, oh, wow, t-shirts. Great. She has really cool gear. You can tell that she has her hand in designing the look, the colors, but also this fearless mantra. And it goes in, it just is in perfect alignment with her vibe, her philosophy, the way she lives her life. She is an extraordinary human being. I'm proud to call her my friend. Just a little bit. I'm looking at her website now. It's a phenomenal new website as well. We'll link up to it, of course, in the show notes. It's fitwitjones.com. She's the owner of Pro Physique's personal training gym, the biggest personal training gym in the Phoenix area, an IFBB Fitness Pro, the 2018 Ms. Fitness International, 5 times Fitness Olympian, 12 times Arnold Classic International, in-studio and online trainer, Pro Physique's contest prep coach, the pros fitness routine choreographer, and just an overall badass. That's not in her bio. That's what I'm going to call her. Just go look up her Instagram account and watch one of her videos of her training. She's unbelievably talented and a phenomenal individual. She's beautiful on the inside and out. I hope you enjoy this interview with Whitney Jones. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I feel like I am irrelevant today because we have the legend here, the absolute legend, Whitney Jones, who just won the Arnold in 2018. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about that. But Whitney is not only my best friend, someone who has changed my life personally for the better. She's trained me. She's advised me. She is one of the sweetest, kindest, most beautiful human beings on the inside and out that I know on the planet. And I'm so psyched to have her here because, well, I'm not going to give it away what we're going to talk about. But Whitney, welcome to the show. So glad to have you back.
Thanks. My gosh, the intros on these podcasts, it makes me just feel like I'm on top of the world.
Well, you honestly, you just know. I mean, my whole, thank you, Dan Solomon, for introducing me to Whitney Jones, because you've changed my life. In fact, I've talked about you and I've referenced you on like three or four other podcasts just this past week. You know, the fact that you, when you met and you're like, I can set up a training program for you. Remember what was that? The Europa down in Dallas. And I'm like, so cool. Yeah. And then you said, there were two things that you stalked me on. And I used to roll my eyes about it. Number one, you said, you've got to get your blood work done. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the other one was you said, send me a food journal. And I'm like, Whitney, why do I have to send you a food journal? And oh, yeah. that's like a whole topic. And because we've had you on the show, I'm going to ask you a question on that. But we've had you on the show before, and we'll link up to that for everybody listening, because you can hear Whitney's fitness story, like how she got into fitness in that interview. That's, we always ask guests that are on the show the first time, you know, what's your fitness story? How did you get into it? And so I encourage you to go listen to my first interview with Whitney. But before we dive into, you know, your win at the Arnold this year, which I'm so excited for you and I'm so proud of you, and it's so, so long overdue. I think it's such a great story. And I want to tell people about this amazing clothing line that you have started that everyone is going to drool over. But just because I brought that up, I think it's worth that as like a specific fitness question. You know, when you train clients and you train so many folks that in Arizona that compete, you know, that are in bikini competitions, figure competitions, you know what you're doing, obviously, with getting yourself in ridiculous shape and keeping yourself in shape and training all of these competitors, but also training quote unquote regular Joes like me. And you train people all over the country as well as in your backyard. So I'm just curious, when we talk about things like food diaries, because this came up earlier, and this topic of women like me, and you said this when you met me, you said, I work with a lot of women that work really hard, they have families or busy, you know, no work-life balance, and they're burning the candle at both ends. And I think a lot of people listening are making the mistake of training too hard and punishing themselves and eating too little. So back to the food diary thing, when you first bring clients on, do you think is that a common mistake that you see that people have to adjust first, or is it more they're not working out enough and they're eating too much? What trend do you tend to see with women?
With women, 100%, it seems that they don't eat enough. It's just that mentality of, oh, if I want to lose weight, if I want to be fit, I need to not eat. And so 9 times out of 10, it's people aren't eating enough. And that's why the food journal is important. Number one, because once you kind of realize what you're eating and have it on paper or have it in front of you, you go, oh my gosh, I'm either eating way too much, I'm eating way too little, or it really puts in perspective your food choices. So the food journal is important for the client itself to realize their eating habits, their eating styles, their lack of eating. And then more importantly, as a trainer, I can put anyone on a diet, of course. Anyone truly can. You can pull some mishmash of crap off the internet and say, here's a diet. But that's not what I do. Everything is custom. So in order for me to properly put together a strategic plan for any client, I need to know what they're eating, even if it is bad, even if it's very little. Because if I put you on a diet, the last thing I want is for you to waste the first couple weeks trying to troubleshoot because I never knew what you were doing before. So for example, if you're eating a crap ton of food and then I put you on 1500 calorie diet and all of a sudden your calories drop 1,000 calories, that's not good. That's going to set you up for failure. And vice versa, if you're eating, you know, 800, 900 calories, which sadly is what some females do, and I jump you up to 1500 calorie diet, you're going to instantly gain a lot of weight. So you can't throw your body into that tailspin. You need it to be strategic, and knowing what the client's currently doing is good for the trainer and the client.
For everybody listening, this also kind of reinforces a lot of what we've been talking about on the show. And Whitney, I'm always using myself as an example to let people, you know, kind of get the word out to women, particularly to understand. And it's a mindset, you know, I don't want to say I'm completely there yet, but you have to give it time. You have to stop beating yourself up and thinking I'm going to fix myself or
I'm going to lose, you know, 50 pounds in 6 weeks by some extreme diet. Like, it takes some time, and be willing to commit. Remember, Whitney, like when you first started, I mean, first of all, Whitney would not write me a training program, and God bless her, until I got my blood work done. And getting my blood work done and meeting with Dr. Riska out in Arizona was life-changing. That was the beginning of my life-changing. And I just, actually, I just recorded a whole show on that, on my hormonal journey. And I was actually crying in the show because I thought of that first time, and you were with me, that I went to have Dr. Riska and Sonia, you know, basically translate my blood work. And I remember I went into his office hopeless, and I came out with hope. And that was completely game-changing. But you didn't work on my training and my diet until after we had that. And I remember saying to you, okay, this is not my mindset normally. I'm going to give this a year, and I'm going to do what you say. And you were telling me things that didn't make sense to me because I was so messed up in my way of thinking. I was that woman who thought, well, I'll just keep decreasing my calories, doing more cardio. And you had me saying, you had me focus on weights first, cardio almost as a compliment. That's my interpretation. And then here's your diet. And it was eating a good amount. And you're like, stop weighing yourself every day. Stop taking, you know, pictures of yourself and expecting overnight results. And I listened to you, and I committed to a year to saying, it, whatever happens in a year, but I'm giving it a year. And I focused on weights first, and I focused on not looking in the mirror every time I passed. And that's when I made the biggest change in my life. So when you hear someone like Whitney, who has trained, I'm guessing, thousands of women successfully, they know what they're doing. And if you run into any trainer online who's offering meal plans, and you get it, and you see oatmeal and egg whites for breakfast and six meals, and it's all broccoli and tilapia, that's not really customized for you. That's what, you know, that's the bro science stuff of 3 or 4 years ago. And that's going to be my last, like, fitness nutrition question for you, Whitney. And we want to segue right into your injuries and the Arnold, and then Fearless. But let me ask you that, you know, when you see people and they're training and they come to you probably because, like me, they're not getting the results they want with a trainer or with somebody online. And they tell you that they've been doing six meals a day, water, tilapia, broccoli, and oatmeal and egg whites, you know, bro science. Do you still see that a lot?
A lot, yes.
And can define for everybody what, when we're talking about like bro science, what that means.
It's just a very basic meal plan. No flexibility, no variety. It's literally a very lean protein, a carb such as rice or sweet potatoes, and vegetables. And that's the same thing for every meal, every day, with literally no variation, and then maybe not even cheat meals. Again, it takes a certain personality who that is their daily life and daily meal plan, and they're happy with it. Believe it or not, there are people that that's what they like. But 99% of the population can't handle that. That's not a maintainable goal. They need variety. We women especially, we need options. We don't like to be pigeonholed into do this and don't veer from it. Like, we like to have a little bit more control. Nothing wrong with that. But I find with females especially, even if it's a structured meal plan with just options that can be switched out here and there, goes a long way. So yeah, the bro science works for very little people, or it is something that only works towards the tail end of a competition prep. But again, it's not something that year round hardly anyone can do.
Yeah. And I just bring that up too, because I've certainly learned the difference between, you know, reading it. And this is not to say anything negative about the magazines, but, you know, if you read Oxygen magazine or Muscle and Fitness or Shape or whatever, it's very easy to look in there and go, well, here's what, you know, this fitness competitor eats. And it was always the same thing. And you can, if you don't know better, you can read those magazines and go, okay, well, here's what I have to do. And you might run into a girl at the gym who's competing, and you see her carrying around a tub of chicken and broccoli, and you're like, well, I guess if I want to lose weight, that's what I have to do. And I think that scares a lot of people off. But there are ways to find your fitness, to find what works for you. But I do encourage everybody, whether it's consulting with a dietitian or a nutritionist, or getting a really qualified personal trainer like Whitney Jones who can listen to everything about you. I mean, I'm just going to, again, use myself as an example. If it wasn't for Whitney, I never would have gotten my blood work done and I never would have changed my life and been able to say that at age 49, I feel better about my body and my life and my looks and my future and my health than I did at 29. And that's because I had somebody who listened to me and knew, I mean, the right trainer will really care about helping you not just belt out, you know, have some egg whites and tilapia and broccoli and move on. So again, invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to you, Whitney, because part of what is so amazing and inspiring about you, I mean, like you're my bestie, but you inspire me every day because frankly, I think most people could go to your website and look at you and they're like, she's ripped. She's amazed. She has this beautiful body, right? She's a beautiful woman. And you might look at that and go, wow, she just has it. It must be so easy for her. But this woman, if you haven't been following her, has had more, I mean, I don't know what the word is, like it's not accidents, but injuries, upsets, unexpected chaos in her life. And yet she has refused to let that stop her. She has refused to get down and out and frustrated and full of fear and anxiety about the future. She has bounced back from everything. And I think that's what makes you so, one of the things that makes you so remarkable. So on your way to the Arnold, and you might want to reference what happened last year because you won the Arnold this year. What were some of the injuries that you dealt with and that you conquered? And how did you deal with all of these setbacks and these issues and just keep going? Because inevitably you were rewarded this year and you won, and congratulations again on that. But tell us about all of those hiccups along the way.
Well, it's interesting because obviously you brought up the apparel line, and the apparel line is a true reflection of me, my mindset, my personality. And over the last year and a half, it could not be more true. My apparel line is called Fearless. And what has happened, obviously, at my level as a competitor, being top in the world, you constantly have to up your game. If you're going to stay at the top or be number one, which I finally achieved this year, you can't be mediocre and you constantly have to challenge yourself. So that takes a lot of fear that you've got to overcome. It takes a lot of practice and training to increase your skills, to be more dynamic, to come up with new ideas, with being creative. So for me, I am always trying to come up with non-traditional skills, tricks. I like to be different when I'm up on that stage, and I love to entertain. A lot of my style is breakdancing, b-boy stuff, because it's so untraditional for what you see on the fitness stage. That's why I love it, but I'm a little bit of a daredevil, and I don't have, when it comes to the aspect of, hey, have you ever done this blah, 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 crazy flip? I'm like, no, but let's try it. Like, I don't have the fear element of being like that adrenaline junkie. So that's something that growing up, I've always been like, yeah, let's do it. Hence why I have a lot of injuries in my life. But to get back more specifically to last year I was training for the same competition. The Arnold Classic is in March every year. It's the kickoff for our season as an IFBB pro. So I was training for that and had some injuries. Just to summarize it, in 1 week, I took some major spills from flips, from landing on my face, landing on my head.
You say that so easily.
I know. I landed on my face. Damn, I'd face plant so freaking hard, which, by the way, those are the funniest clips ever. And I try to post them on my Instagram a lot because who wants to see a normal flip? Like, yay, you landed it. But when you biff it, that stuff's pretty damn funny. I mean, granted, as long as you're okay, but but I had been trying some of these. It was this legit head spin move. Oh man, it was amazing. But coming out of it, you've got so much momentum when you're spinning on your head. And then I was coming out of it and I didn't always come out of it right. And I just had so much torque on my neck coupled with face plants and head falls. And long story short, I injured my neck. So I didn't realize the magnitude of it. This was in January of 2017. I just thought I was tight, sore, because my body's just always hurting when I'm in prep. But it ended up getting, I know, right? It's like, it's normal. You should be miserable. Yeah, it's awesome. But I ended up losing function of my arm slowly but surely. It started out with tingles, then it would be numb, then it would be numb all day long. So from January to March, it got really bad to the point where I went to do my competition last year and I had no function of my right arm. I had just lost complete control. Like I couldn't hold the phone, I'd drop it. And you just don't realize it. I was having crazy pain, couldn't sleep because I'd wake up with the nerve damage. So it was severe. I actually still competed. I did 3 shows in a row because I was committed and I got the MRI before the shows, but I didn't want to hear the results till after. So wow. After my Australia show, I had 3 in a row, I came back and heard the news and it was pretty bad. I had a herniated disc, a bulging disc, and bone spurs. So on 3 discs, I had different crap going on. So surgery was inevitable for me. I obviously wanted to get the function of my arm back. So I ended up having surgery June 1st. It took that long to kind of get in, which is crazy, but that's a whole nother insurance story.
Oh, man.
So I had my neck surgery. But from that point on, my biggest thing is throughout my career, I have been the comeback kid. I've had overcome so much stuff in my life that I said, well, this is my opportunity to, again, show people that this setback will not define you. So the morning of surgery, I set a countdown schedule. I have an app and I put the Arnold Classic in 2018 as my goal. It was 276 days out. So I started my countdown calendar the morning of surgery before I went in. And my goal was to do whatever it took to get back. Now, that doesn't mean it was all about getting on stage. It really wasn't. I wanted to show that I could get back because people had counted me out. They're like, there is no way in hell you can have a neck injury and have to go through a double fusion with 12 pieces of titanium and a cage surgically inserted into my neck and ever get back into this sport. Yeah. They're like, it's not possible. And then on top of that, you do the fitness division. They're like, there's no way in hell. But that always in my life has just spurred me to be like, oh yeah, you're counting me out. Psh, watch this. So I was dead set on doing whatever it took. And I was focused. So my entire summer, fall, winter was focused on rehab, doing it the right way. And hopefully I would make it to the Arnold stage. Now, if I needed to expand my timeline because I needed more time to heal, I would have. But when you get that tunnel vision and you do the work day in and day out, you can accomplish amazing things. Mm. So my neck was healing phenomenally well. Everything was going great. I was ahead of the game with my physique and I was just stoked. I mean, it was getting into the first part of 2018 and I was dialed in. So I was 4 weeks out from the March Arnold Classic and doing routine practice, one of my crazy flips and boom, I had a fall and I ended up blowing my ACL and my MCL. Fully detached. I tried to stand up, fell right over. Tried to kind of think, oh, that was just a fluke. Stood up again, fell right over. So I knew it was my ACL. I knew it was my knee. I've seen these injuries enough. Went in, got an MRI, heard the news that officially it was the ACL and I would need surgery. Otherwise, I'd never have that coordination. But of course, at that mind, I mean, there was so much publicity about me coming back from this neck injury and like, how is she going to be? You know, per my training and my post, they like this, you're looking fantastic. So there was all this thing. She's coming in. She's a contender. So I was like, holy crap. I just had this injury and I'm like, this won't define me. So I told my surgeon, I'm doing the competition. And obviously he gave me permission after I made him give me permission and a knee brace that I could wear on stage and perform with. But I told him I was doing the competition. We scheduled the surgery for the day after the competition. I came home and literally went straight to surgery. But I stepped on stage. I spent those technically 3.5 weeks prior to the show coming up with a whole new fitness routine that was one-legged. And I was dead set on bringing my same energy, my same passion, excitement, explosiveness. And I just knew that I needed to come up with stuff that was going to be amazing, but only required one leg. And then sure as hell, I pulled it off, I was just going in wanting to be proud of finishing what I started. And however it turned out, I was fine. But coming out on top, winning that title was epic. I mean, it was like after everything to get to that point and then winning the title, which I've never won, was like, this is insane. So it was quite a moment. That's for sure. It still literally is sinking in. And that was the first week of March. And here we are, you know, mid-April. And I'm still like, what? I miss Fitness International. That's so freaking cool.
I'm hearing you and I know you, and like, I'm hearing you tell the story and I get chills for you. And also I'm going to add, because Whitney just kind of shared her story for about the past year, but wasn't it the year before that? Was that when you at the Arnold, because was that when you and I were hanging out, or was it 2 years before that where you went to go practice and you had an injury and then you couldn't compete that year? Was that the year before?
Yeah, so it was actually 2 years. So it was 2015. Wait, let me think. Gosh, I get them all. No, 2016. Yes. So I did prejudge, did great. Best call out I had ever had in the physique division. I'd been feeling great. And then went to do warm-ups. We were in our routine outfits, so you just do kind of a little bit of warm-up before the finals. I mean, all the fans were coming in the auditorium in this huge arena, and we were just doing some warm-ups. And unfortunately, I had a car accident, pretty bad car accident, several weeks prior. And I thought I was okay. I think, again, you don't realize sometimes from car accidents the injuries that you sustain as a result of it. So I did have some back pain from the accident, but what happened during warmups was the stage is a little bit slick. I had very slippery shoes and I went to do a very simple move, and it really wasn't that difficult, but my foot slipped just, you know, unfortunately the wrong way. And when I came down, the impact just ricocheted with my back, and my entire back was like jacked. I literally had to crawl off the stage because my back locked up so much that I couldn't even stand up. So it was pretty devastating, you know, to be that close. We were 30 minutes away from finals starting. And here I am, stoked to get out there and do my routine, best call out in the physique round. And I was backstage laying flat because I still couldn't get up and had to be wheeled out in a wheelchair. I'm like, damn it, this is not the way the show is supposed to go. But yeah, I mean, again, you pick yourself up, you learn from that, and you just keep going.
And that, I mean, so for everybody listening, especially for people that haven't, you know, that you haven't been a competitor, or maybe you're not as familiar with, you know, the folks that train for the CrossFit Games and so on and so forth, it really is so much more intense, the preparation that these individuals put into. I mean, all of us, probably most people listening to FitFluential Radio, are really into fitness, and we can be kind of addicted to it, right? And we love working out and all of that. But the level of dedication and training and consistency that these athletes do to get on stage is probably what most of us can't even comprehend. And so when I think, Whitney, that you got on stage and had that fall to get that close and have it out of your reach, and then yet think about everything she's been through. And then also, I don't know if you heard, but she said, you know, before that Arnold, she just had a car accident. This woman has had every obstacle thrown in, and it's segueing into what made you, you know, I told you before we started recording, I looked at your Fearless line, this apparel line, you guys, that she's created. And not only is it cute stuff, right? We all love cute gym clothes, but the mantra of Fearless is so important. And these phrases that she has on these gym clothes, which you're going to want all of them. I think the prices are great. The colors are beautiful. The stuff that you've designed is amazing, but hear me roar, be fearless. Let's do this. Don't believe me. Just watch. You know, it's so your fighter attitude, and you've been through so much crap. And Whitney, in a different context, you know my story with things that have happened with my health, my hormones, family situations, business situations. I feel like I've had everything that could possibly happen in a negative sense get thrown at me. Mm-hmm. And there are people who let that shit define them. And there's people that say, you know what? You can't. I'm not going to let you scare me. I'm not going to let you run me over. I'm not going to let you make me quit. And for lack of a better way of saying, like, you don't scare me. And I feel like that's your attitude. That's your style. And what a great example you're setting for your boys.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
For those of you guys tuning in, she's also runs her own business, has an online training business, has one of the biggest personal training gym in the Phoenix area, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. We'll link up to all this in the show. Now has her own clothing line and is mom of two amazing boys. I know they had some input with the Fearless line, but
yeah,
I have to believe that's part of what's going in your mind when you have all of this crap come your way, these injuries, the car accidents, you know, the knee thing right before this year. And you feel like you can't just have a smooth ride and yet your boys are watching you. Is that a big part of what makes you bounce back and just say, I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. I'm going to do this.
100%. I mean, honestly, it's, as a mom, you know how you handle situations, your attitude, your personality, all of that boils down into your kids. And it's just like, it's something you may not intentionally ever do, but let's be honest, we always are a reflection of our parents' characteristics, good or bad. So I've been very conscious of this because everyone has crap in their life, everybody. So it's like how you handle that can help them understand battles in life. They're going to have their own issues that come up. It's something, it's unavoidable for them, but I want them to find a way to look at the bright side of it. And that's what I try to do. Again, with this line, with Fearless, you can't be afraid or sad or have a pity party. I mean, especially with the youth right now, everyone is entitled and it's like, poor me, and the victim mentality. And that's bullshit. Like, I hate it. So I want my kids to grow up going, you know, that sucks, but, and there always needs to be that but. Like, again, when I was in my surgeon's office and he said, hey, you know, you tore your ACL. This is a big freaking deal. You have, you know, at that point we didn't know how bad the MCL was. But he said, the ACL, you've got to have that. You've got to have surgery. I hate to say that because I know you got a big show coming up, but it was like, I had literally a moment of, I can't believe this is happening. And then I went, how do I spin this? How do I make a good thing come out of this? And now it's just part of my mindset. Like, I can take a bad situation and truly, no exaggeration, within minutes, I can flip it to go, it's going to be okay. Now, what is the lesson in this? And the lesson for me was, I've never done a one-legged fitness routine. I don't know anyone who's done a one-legged fitness routine. But I need to show people the possible is within their reach. And I'm going to show it can be done. Yeah, I can't do some of my crazy flips. I may not get so high on my jumps. But I'm going to find a way to come up with new things that no one's ever seen before. And when this show is over, I will announce to the world, hey, I may have been a little off or I may not have been as exciting in your mind, but I did it with one leg. And that was my focus. And again, it turned out better than I thought it would, but still, like, I found a way that I'm going to show people that this can be done. Again, it's never been done, but for my boys, I need them to see that too. My oldest Brody was struggling last year with baseball. He was just in one of those batter slumps where he just, you know, he's so great in practice, but he'd get up to bat and he would just bomb. And it was during the whole conceptualizing of Fearless and the brand and what it means. And of course, my boys were part of that. And I remember clearly to this day, and Brody, my son, has a quote that's part of the line. You'll see it on the website. He was at batting practice one day and he came running out and I thought something was wrong. And he came out of the cages and he's like, "Mom, I think I've tapped into something." And here he's 11. It's like he's this older, like knowledgeable, but he's got wisdom beyond his years. But he said, "Mom, I'm stepping up to the plate and I'm scared. I'm so scared I'm going to strike out. That's all I can focus on. And you always tell me you've got to get the negative out of your head. Because if the negative is where your energy is focused, that's what's going to happen." So he's like, "I told myself, I'm going to nail this ball. I'm going to hit this so hard it would be a home run and out of the park." He said he flipped his mindset and all of a sudden it was like it was a light bulb went off in his head. And he's like, "That's what I've been doing wrong." Mm. And then his quote was, "I realized that fear will not break me until I let it." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's golden." So,
no shit.
You know, yeah, that's it. So you'll see a quote that says, "Fear will not break you ... until you let it." But that was his moment of inspiration that he got from this. And he said, "That's what your whole line is about, your whole apparel line." And I'm like, "Oh my God, yes, it is." The fact that he put it all together was, as a mom, it was such a proud moment because it is. It's like we control what kind of fear we allow or don't allow. And honestly, the whole, this is now being fearless is a daily mantra for me. You know, people like, "Oh, you're so brave. Oh, you're just relentless. You know, you're unstoppable." Thanks. I'm glad they see that, but it's something I have to work on daily. It's not just something that's like, I never have a fear in my head. Bull. That's absolute bull. I have to constantly focus on not being mediocre. I mean, honestly, that's what it is. Years ago, I'm like, I realized I wasn't at my highest potential. And I'm like, I'm just a little afraid. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of being vulnerable. I'm afraid of being embarrassed. And it's like all these things were just keeping me from achieving what I wanted or keeping me from stepping up to the next level. And so I started to change myself and I thought, my gosh, I need to help others see this. I need to help others realize, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit if you embarrass yourself? Is your family still going to love you? Yes. You're dancing around at your son's soccer game and you're embarrassed. Who cares? Does your husband not like you anymore? Do your friends disown you? You trip and fall. Oh my gosh, do you laugh or do you get embarrassed? Those silly things. You know, people are afraid to start a new business because they're afraid to fail. What if you never take that risk? You'll never know what could have been. People have a great business and it's almost like they'll sabotage themselves because they're afraid of being too successful. I mean, this being fearless is not just in regards to fitness. It is throughout your life. Being afraid to be a good mom, making those decisions to maybe discipline your child and you know, a fear that they may not like you or they're going to be mad at you. Who cares? You got to provide your children with structure. There's just so much that, like, I want people to know, be you, be your authentic, true self. Believe that you can achieve some of these things that seem like such a pipe dream. But when you literally set your mind to it, it's insane because your whole focus, all your energy, the fact that it could actually happen, you're setting all that stuff in motion. And I'm not saying anything that people haven't heard before, but you've got to put those principles into your life. Mm-hmm. You can't just, it's not just lip service and you hear it, but how do you implement it into your life? You know, people will hit rock bottom and they're like, "I just need to do something." Awesome. But I don't want people to get to the point of hitting rock bottom before they realize I'm capable of more. I deserve more. And as females, I feel like we always hold back because obviously society from years ago, it was almost like it was suppressing us. And thank God things have changed. But still, there's that mentality that women can't be bosses. They can't run successful businesses. They can't be the coolest mom in the world. They can't be the number one fitness athlete. They can't be the number one Olympic athlete. Like, why not? Why not? If you're not trying, then you'll never know. And regret is a bitch.
Oh my God. Literally, like pretty much every sentence that you just said are, first of all, I've learned in my own life, in my own context, of course, the past couple of years, and it's everything that I want to get out there. And we're going to talk a lot about on Fitfluential Radio, because I'm so glad you made the point about fear being, you know, because some people, I think they might, whether it's, we're talking about your clothing line or just saying like, hey, stop letting fear invade your life. People go, well, I'm not scared. Fear is not being scared necessarily. Mm-hmm. But if you really start to get real with yourself and go, okay, why am I not going to go ask my boss for the raise? And if you're just alone in your office and you start going, okay, what's my deal? Why am I not doing that? You're going to realize I'm scared. I'm scared he's going to say no. I'm scared I'm going to get fired. And then if, you know, I've had those very conversations with myself. I was scared to ask for a raise. And then when I finally did it, I remember going in at my last agency to my boss and my heart was pounding and I'm like, oh my God, because it's insecurity. So you can have fear because and it's more like uncomfortableness, if you will, a high level of discomfort, but it's holding you back. And the more that you recognize and have the ability to look, whether it's in the fitness space, in your job, in your marriage, in finances, whatever, that you are scared and you are not taking a step forward because you're scared, whether it's scared of falling on your face, whether it's scared of I'm going to lose some money, whether it's scared of, you know, that's risky. I don't know. You're scared that people will laugh at you or that you might fail. Everybody fails. Michael Jordan failed. Tony Robbins failed. Under Armour. You know, I mean, look at all the stuff that they're going through as a company. Do you think they won't bounce back? They will. And Whitney, you illustrated it so perfectly. Like, you adjust accordingly. If you start to learn, fear is going to happen. And I love that you said that as well. No one's saying you're not going to have crap come in your life that doesn't make your heart go, you know, you're going to get that doctor's visit where they say something unexpected. Your kid's going to come home from school and you're going to have to deal with, you know, this or that or whatever, money problems, job loss. That stuff's going to happen and you're going to have to react to it. But if you have the attitude of I've handled stuff before, I've got this. And then you calm down and figure out what are the steps. It's not like there's always I'll just call this person and they'll give me $150,000 and everything will be solved. That's not what we're suggesting. We're saying that sometimes it sucks. And in Whitney's case, she had to do a one-legged routine, but now she has the ability to use her life as a testimony to what you can do. And you can hear the passion and the sincerity in her voice. And those are the type of people that make huge changes in this world. And that's why, I mean, it's one of the million reasons why I love Whitney so much, because everything you said, if you can learn to face your fears, identify your fears, and then calm down and change the way you react to them, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It's you can see it in Whitney, the way that she lives her life and the good, I hate to say karma, but like what comes around goes around. You have persevered, you have kicked ass, you live your life the right way, and now things are happening for you. And the Arnold was just the first. Your gym is amazing. You're in a new location. You're the biggest gym in your area and it's growing. Your reputation is stellar. Your kids are wonderful. And this fearless line is amazing. We see a lot of people launch clothing lines. You know that, Whitney, and they come to us and they're like, yay, Fitfluential, promote these t-shirts. And I look, I'm like, ugly t-shirts, stupid things. So I'm so excited that not only do you have a clothing line, is the stuff legitimately cute and I want to wear everything, but
I know.
The phrases that you have on here and the meaning behind them is awesome. So I guess, sadly, we have to close on this note because we're right at the end of our time. And, you know, I'm going to stalk you and have you back on the show. But for everybody that's listening, Whitney, where can they find, you have a new website, I think. Where can they find the Fearless line and where can they buy it? Because everyone's going to, and I'm assuming you probably sell out a lot because I'm looking at all of the things I want. And I almost, I want to get my order in first because I'm anticipating you're going to sell out regularly.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, it's crazy. When I first launched, within 48 hours, I sold out of majority of my products. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we had stocked inventory just because obviously you buy in bulk, you get more. I was floored, but it is true. Like, I spent 9 months sourcing fabric, like redoing designs of the different shirts, the styles, the cuts. If I'm not going to wear it, I'm not selling it. So this is the first phase. So obviously I want you guys to all be cued in, obviously follow. I'll give the Instagram stuff too, because that was phase one of launch, and we have three phases of products rolling out. So obviously the growth is, we are going to have apparel for younger kids, boys and girls. We have some items coming. Yeah. You know, it's like, for example, there's one of the shirts for little girls, and it's like strong like my mama, and it has some cute little like imaging on it. So it's really, really cute. We have stuff for kids, and then we have some items for men coming out. So, you know, stay tuned. But obviously the easiest way is, my website is fitwitjones.com. So fitwhitjones.com. And on the shop section, it will provide you with a direct link. And that's where you'll see all the different items, sizes, if there's color options, etc. So that's where, go directly to my website and you'll find it all.
And then to follow you, we'll link, of course, all of this up in the show. But is your handle on Instagram? What? Just say your handle on Instagram.
Yeah. It's WhitneyJones_IFBBPro.
Okay. I didn't know where the underscore was, and I didn't want to fumble it.
I know. So. It can be very confusing these days.
For those of you that haven't followed her, I mean, she's just a blast to follow, because she'll put up, you know, all of her stuff where she's like Wonder Woman, Bionic Woman, soaring in the air. And then she puts her bloopers up. You'll see the people she trains. You'll see information about her gym. Again, just this is somebody who you're like, I'm going to sound so cheesy, but she's like a ray of sunshine. You're just, I can't think of you, Whitney, just you're my bestie, but like, I think of you and I can't think of you and not smile, because you're just inherently good. And I've been around you and I've seen you deal with all of these things. Remember one of the last times I visited you and I came out and your kitchen had like exploded and half the ceiling was gone. And
well, then the last two times it was, my house flooded. And then the second time I had emergency gallbladder surgery or something.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this sucks.
And I'll just wrap with that image for you guys, that Whitney had emergency gallbladder surgery. And I remember visiting you at the hospital, and you were trembling everywhere. I've never seen anybody. You were in so much pain. But there was something, and I don't know if you were training for a competition, but she kind of had this attitude of, can you guys like get this gallbladder out? Cause I've got stuff to do. And I'm like, you're trembling with pain, Whitney, like, and you're just adorable. And she just, again, is truly fearless. She's such an example, beautiful person inside and out. Please tell the boys I said hi. I will be out to see you as soon as possible. For everybody listening, again, we will link up to everything in the show. Ladies, if you're listening and you have kids, and if you have a man or just want to get it for yourself, I'm looking at the clothing line right now. It's awesome. It's some of the nicest looking stuff I've seen. And I don't know what I like better, the actual clothing and the apparel that you designed, Whitney, and the colors, or the phrases on top of them, what I like more, but it's awesome. And I'm so proud of you. So congratulations on that. Again, everybody, we'll link up to everything in the notes, fitfluentialradio.com. I hope you enjoyed this show with Whitney Jones. We will certainly have her back on the show. Follow her, go to her website, subscribe, become obsessed like we are. And of course, if you're in the area, you can potentially train with her or also train with her online. So check her out. And until next time, everybody, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Fitfluential Radio soon.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.